असे केळत्या नौशे दार पुण्या वाटेन बागेली ती नार.
वेलकम to Youth Beat Radio on WCRS, Community Radio for Columbus. I'm your host, Green Chucks.
To you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand.
Ooh-hoo, an adult is taking over the show.
Oh my god, it's an old, decrepit adult! Ah!
Oh!
Ah! Whatever, kids. You got adults all wrong. I'm hip like a replacement and cool like the cubes. Ha. Well, I might be a little dorky. Nah. Today on Youth Beat, I, Jasmine Huey, will be hosting the show because empowering youth involves adult-youth partnerships, which is what Youth Beat is all about. All right. First up on the show is a positively charged story about a not-so-known Buddhist organization, Tzu Chi, which focuses on disaster relief, empowering the powerless, and conserving the environment.
Positively Charged. Feature stories that power your day with a positive perspective.
You got to accent to aid the positive and elend beneath the negative and latch on to the affirmative, but don't mess with Mr. In Between.
My name is Richard Tynes, and I'm a recent graduate of DeSales High School. Today, I'm reporting on a local branch of an international nonprofit organization. The Tzu Chi is an international nonprofit organization that started in Taiwan and is based on Buddhist values. They believe in Buddha nature potential, the idea that all human beings possess the ability to be enlightened, or in other words, the innate potential to become Buddha. Tzu Chi is about action.
Tzu Chi is compassion relief. Chi means compassion. Chi means relief. That means Buddhism in action. And it's funded by a Buddha nun. And then we are also a charity organization. And we also are organization in action. We don't just talk.
The organization provides compassionate relief to victims of natural disasters all around the world. They do a number of relief efforts, including bone marrow donations, community volunteerism, and recycling. They have provided assistance to survivors of fire, earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, and flood disasters. For example, Tzu Chi volunteers helped people during the 1992 Los Angeles riots, the 1999 Gigi earthquakes in Taiwan, the 9/11 attacks in New York, and the 2003 wildfires in South California, Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and the 2007 Typhoon Fengxian in the Philippines, and this year, Haiti victims. For Tzu Chi members, charitable acts provide more fortunate people with blessings and joy, while the impoverished individuals receive security and peace. Through Tzu Chi values, members are able to better themselves in their lives through reflection and action. As an attempt to awaken awareness of disaster victims' experiences of pain, the Columbus Tzu Chi organization shows members and visitors short documentaries about their relief work at their quarterly events. The videos are graphic, intense, and it's sometimes hard to watch. But the purpose of these videos is not to offend, but to connect with people's soft sides.
Everybody has a soft part in their heart. We would really like to raise that part, service that. Because when that's part service, you do something for them. You feel for them. You want to do something, want to help. That's what we want to achieve.
In these videos, you see the organization's workers bowing to the people they're helping. Bowing is their cultural expression of gratitude and respect.
This is the culture. We said it's a Tsuji culture. We respect everybody. The bowing, the greeting, part of it is thankful. We appreciate pretty much everything.
100% of the donations Tsuji collects go to the victims. That means Tsuji volunteers have to pay for their transportation, lodging, and food whenever they participate in relief work.
All the workers, they are volunteers. So every penny of the donation goes straight to the victim. So there's no like administration fee or anything in between. And we have a principle that if we cannot see you, if we cannot touch you, we will not do the relief work. Always from our hand to your hand. Nothing in between, not even government or any sort of agencies.
Locally, Tsuji volunteers help out at the Columbus Food Bank and YMCA family shelters, as well as facilitate park cleanups. In addition to these activities, Tsuji provides comfort and companionship to the residents of nursing homes. If interested in learning more about Tsuji and or participating in their relief efforts and community and environmental activism, then contact OSU Tsuji by phone at 614-457-9215 or by email at osutzuching@gmail.com. Now back to our host.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. And the world will be a better place, all the world will be a better place.
Tears in my eyes. Whoa. Okay. I need a tissue. My momness is showing. All right. Next up is a patriotic piece by Andrew Schoening, a student at Upper Arlington High School. So salute your fellow veterans.
This is Andrew Schoening, a high school student at Upper Arlington, and welcome to What About Youth? Today I'll be talking about veterans from all types of wars, such as World War II, Vietnam, and Afghanistan. Today we have strong respect for our soldiers over in Afghanistan, whether we support the war or not. Was it always like this? Did we always give respect for our soldiers? From what I've heard, Americans have not always been grateful for these vets. In 8th grade, I had a teacher named Mr. Richards, who was a Vietnam vet. Vietnam was a very controversial war with a lot of protests against it.
Vietnam is not our war!
Mr. Richards told me that he and many of his friends got spit on when coming home from Vietnam. This is no way to treat the people who are giving up their lives for our country, especially during Vietnam, where most of the soldiers were picked out of a draft. I believe that Americans have changed for the better and are now fully respecting all veterans. I see many community events that help send care packages over to the soldiers fighting. Occasionally, when I'm at the airport, I see soldiers coming home with huge crowds of people applauding them. Today, Mr. Richards is giving back to the veterans before him, the World War II veterans. He is in charge of a nonprofit organization called Honor Flight. This sends World War II vets to Washington, D.C. to see their memorial. A lot of them are in their early 90s, so it is essential to get money to send them as soon as possible. I was fortunate enough to be a part of Mr. Richards' Hastings golf team. And in honor of him, we set up a fundraiser called the Parathon. All the money goes to Honor Flight. The Hastings golf players have moved this Hastings fundraiser to the high school. Another fundraiser I've been a part of with Honor Flight is the Wave Cafe at Hastings Middle School. For a week or two, people from all over UA come to eat a wonderful breakfast, and the money also goes to Honor Flight. I recently talked to Mr. Richards, and he said you can do your part by donating to the fundraiser. Or if you really want to get involved, Mr. Richards is always looking for people to help chaperone as the veterans take a trip of a lifetime to D.C. You can get a group of people together and write letters to the vets that are fighting, giving them thanks. He said you can attend a Honor Flight presentation. They do about 3 a week. For more information about Honor Flight, you can go to honorflightcolumbus.org. You never know. Someday you might be serving overseas and you would want the respect of the American people. It is crucial to have the utmost respect for our veterans because they are the ones that fought or are fighting to keep our rights and freedoms that we have today. Thank you for listening and have a great day. And remember, respect your veterans.
Next up is an interview by OSU student Tamika Thomas. She is interviewing a 79-year-old man about his dangerous hobby. Yikes!
This is Tamika Thomas with Youth Beat Radio, and I am here with Smitty Smith, who is 79 years old. He's retired. He's from Columbus, Ohio, and he participates in the sport of rappelling. So I thought it would be great to interview Smitty and for him to talk about that experience. So, Smitty, what are some of the hobbies you have besides rappelling?
Scuba diving, hang gliding, scouting. Have been in the program for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
Had two boys go through scouting, one of which was an Eagle, the other was a Life Scout. Been involved, as I say, with scouting for about 35 years. And then my son, Brad, became interested in rappelling, and we got into that and started the program in our Central Ohio Council. Now, being the 23rd year that we've done a clinic twice a year, May and September, the third week of May and the third week of September, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think the cost is about $100, $110, or $120. We supply the food, housing, and also give you some equipment, enough to do all of the things that we will ask you to do for the weekend. So that is included in the cost, and it's held in near Newark, Ohio at Camp Falling Rock. Our council district is phone number, I'll put that out there, is area code 614-436-7200. And they would be glad to relay any messages that you would have or maybe answer the questions. I'll throw my number out there also. The area code is again 614. My cell phone number is 561-5058. More than welcome. I answer questions all the time. We also take groups out. The cost of that is about $15 a person. And that's, we supply all the equipment. We will give you a list that we want you to bring and the clothes we'd like for you to wear. And we do that from time to time, whether they're a scout group or whether it's an individual group or just some friends that would like to go.
Okay. So now for people that don't really know what rappelling is, because this is my first time actually hearing of it, Smitty, what would you say the sport mainly consists of doing?
Accepting the suggestions from the person that you're talking to, and the sport is sliding down, or the rappelling is sliding down a line safely and slowly, and following the instructions of the person at the top of the cliff, and the person at the bottom will be giving you the safety that we assure you that can be done.
And as far as the sport, I did hear you say it's done in Newark, Ohio. Are there any other locations where you participate in the sport?
The next one would be Hocking Hills, and it's done in the Ohio State Forest only.
Oh, okay.
Not in the state parks. No state parks will allow you to do that. The state forest has given us the opportunity for about a mile and a quarter of rappelling and climbing area.
Okay. Now, when you do this sport, of course, you don't do it alone. You always need the assistance of another person doing it. But many. How many? So many. What would you say is typically the amount of people at one time performing this sport?
Well, we had 30 rappel masters the other day, a week ago, and we had about 50 people there. So the ratio of students to persons was 2-1, which is kind of unusual, and it's fantastic.
Wow.
Beautiful.
And how long have you been doing rappelling?
This is about 30 years.
Okay. 30 years. How did you find out about the sport? Did you have, like, family or friends doing it?
My son Brad came home with a piece of line, about 120 feet, and he paid well over $100, and I won't tell you how long ago it was, but a long time ago. And it was his money. After you earn it, you ought to be able to spend it the way you should or wanted to, and I was very upset.
Oh. So then you felt that was an investment, right?
I couldn't believe that he spent that much money for a piece of line. And he says, Dad, but it'll save your life. And I said, yeah, well, on the farm, we've been saving lives for a long time. Well, line is one of our key things. Mm-hmm. 3/8 line, strength is about 5,000 pounds. 7/16 is about 8,000 pounds. And a couple other tools that we use would be a 8-ring and carabiners, locking carabiners.
Okay, so and to do this sport, you use your own supplies and equipment, right? So you have to go and buy this, or
we do.
Okay,
we supply whoever we take with us.
Okay, and you said over about $100 was what he spent on just the line. Is that all the equipment together?
Just a line alone is $100. The line today, I think, is about 125, mm-hmm. and that's about 150 or 160 feet.
Okay. Have you ever gotten injured, or anybody that you know gotten injured doing a sport?
We've had a heart attack on the hill from walking up the hill, not from the rappelling itself. We've had a couple of sprained ankles over the 25 years. So, yes, there have been injuries, no serious injuries.
Okay, and those people that were injured, they still participate, do you know of,
in
the sport?
Yes, they do.
Sure. Okay.
Not a big deal.
That's right, kids. We old folks still got it.
What music do I like? Well, Beach Boys. Oh, they're cute. Elton John. James Taylor.
Oh my God, aren't these guys dead? That's for grandparents.
Hey, Green Chucks, get out of here. I'm hosting the show tonight. Green Chucks is gone and Jasmine is jazzing it up. If you agree with Green Chucks, you might like the next segment. Listen to this with Jeffrey Morgan.
He's a student at Capital University.
Welcome back, music lovers. Jeff here. I have a special treat for you this time. In this Listen to This segment, I would like to bring you guys a beautiful songstress. This week's artist is Heather Victoria, a young woman from North Carolina with a powerful voice. She's under the producer Ninth Wonders label, It's a Wonderful World Music Group. Her music is inspired by the likes of Mary J. Blige and Alicia Keys, but her voice is all her own. Last November, she dropped an EP, Victoria's Secret is ready for download, and I advise all of you to get it. You will not be disappointed. Today's song is one of my favorites off the EP, entitled The Letter, featuring Sky Zoo, which is another artist you should check out. And as always, enjoy the music at its finest.
But I could be gone when you realize we're losing this.
Jeffrey, I will forsake all my music choices. Great pick and awesome critique. All right, listeners, it's time for me to say goodbye, adios, sayonara. This is Jasmine Huey signing off. Tune in next week for another edition of Youth Beat Radio. Ta-ta! Ow!
Beat Radio is produced by youth from Central Ohio universities, high schools, and youth organizations. It is sponsored by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, and local sponsors. The views expressed on the show do not necessarily represent those of the station or the sponsors. For more information, check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu or Facebook, or email us at youthbeat@osu.edu.